There's no number, so I'm good.
It doesn't, just so I can say no.
It's always the numbers that trip me up. The long number. I have to pause. What are these properties?
Be brief about the agenda with Noah.
Is Dan Hartman down there at all? Because I texted him last night. I didn't see him. I had a question.
What are
these?
He's in Slovenia,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In Europe, yeah.
Oh. What is that we're doing?
No. Is that on? Can you hear me? Okay. All right. It is 5:15, folks. So we are going to get started with our agenda session. And under our first item, under Vice President Kennedy and Finance, we'll have Councillor Owl read in for item 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you, President Forsman. Item 2, Resolution 472, a resolution confirming the assessment role for delinquent assessments levied against property with regard to property violations during the period of April 1st, 2021 to April 1st, 2022. Item 3, Resolution 473, resolution confirming the assessment role of delinquent solid waste collection fees during period of March 1st, 2021 to June 1st, 2022. Item 4, Resolution 474, resolution confirming the assessment role of delinquent utility fees during the period of January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021.
Thank you, Councillor. Seeing no questions, Councillor Hobbs, under purchasing and licensing.
You, President Forsman, Resolution 528, approving the issuance of an off-sale intoxicating liquor license to the Target Corporation, Target Store T0004, 1902 Miller Trunk Highway.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Councillor Tamayo.
Does anyone know if this will be a separate building attached to Target? Is that the...
No, I had the same question. Do you know Clerk Johnson?
Yes. Pursuant to state law, they're required to have separate entrances. My understanding is that the liquor store will be part of the existing building, but it will have an exterior exit, and it'll be located essentially where the current customer service desk is.
Same hours, do you know?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tamayo and Clerk Johnson. Seeing no other questions, the next four are under personnel, which I will read in. Resolution 523, confirming the reappointment of Julian Bow to the Sanitary Sewer Board of the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District. Resolution 525, confirming the appointment of members to the Community Development Committee, Duluth Legacy Endowment Fund Advisory Board, and the Heritage Preservation Commission. Resolution 539, confirming the appointment of Hassan Aritia to the Duluth NQT2SLGBIA Commission. Resolution 541, confirming the appointment of Samuel Lobby and Danielle Rhodes to the Planning Commission. Seeing no questions, Councillor Randorf, you are up next under Planning and Economic Development.
Thank you, President Forsman. Item 10 is Resolution 519, is a resolution authorizing reprogramming of $16,959.33 of 2020 CARES Act Emergency Solutions grant funding from HRA Eviction Program CV1ES05 to Safe Haven Shelter Remodel Project CV2ES05. Item 11, Resolution 520 is a resolution authorizing transfer of up to $1.6 million to the Duluth Economic Development Authority for assistance to housing for people experiencing homelessness. Item 12, Resolution 542 is a resolution authorizing issuance of request for proposals seeking reinvestment in downtown through improved use and potential disposition of two public park facilities.
Thank you, Councillor Randorf. Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. I'm wondering for 11 with the transferring of $1,600,000 to that project, if we know the project timeline of when that's approximately going to break ground and what's anticipated for that?
President Forsman, Councilor Mayo, my understanding, based on conversations I've had with county administration, is that our action to fund this project is ahead of the county's action to do so. So I imagine that a substantial amount of that timeline is dependent on when the county acts for their half of the funding for this project. But I know that based on my understanding of the conversation that we've had with the developer and with the county, that they're hoping to move very quickly on it once that funding is all in place.
And just to follow up, if I might,
mm-hmm.
Is that lot currently an empty block radius, I think it is, or is there anything existing on that lot?
President Forsman, Council Mayor, I don't know that off the top of my head. So unless Director Fleege happens to know, we would need to check on that and get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilor Randolph.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 542, item 12, is exciting. Would it be possible for someone to speak a little bit deeper on what our thinking is on this idea of really revitalizing First Street there with this selling of these two ramps?
President Forsman, Councilor Randolph, I'm happy to start, and if Director Fleege wants to chime in, he's welcome to. Part of what we're doing is recognizing that the east side of downtown has a number of buildings and structures that are not in use, I think I would say. And so what we understand is that the city has two parking structures there, and if one of the things we're hoping to do is spur development of that part of downtown, and specifically housing development, that housing development is very frequently dependent on parking. And so if we're able to, we're interested in understanding what interest there would be in utilizing those parking spaces that are very frequently full during the day, but also not heavily used at night. And if we can leverage those into potential development of that area for housing or for mixed use, then that's an opportunity that we're interested in just understanding the universe of. And so we think that may provide for new opportunities for use, but we won't know until we better understand that, and that's the purpose of the RFP.
I could just follow up on that. So when it says facilitate redevelopment, are we talking about redeveloping the ramp sites, or are we talking about redeveloping sites near the ramps?
President Forsman, I think we are open to all options, but I think more likely we're talking about sites near the ramps.
Yeah, okay.
Utilizing the parking that exists in those ramps to satisfy some of the parking standards that a housing development would have. So rather than taking the ramps out, if we took the ramps out, we'd then have to work with the developer to build new ramps. And we'd rather keep them and use them as a way to help facilitate some redevelopment of the area.
And if they own the ramp, it counts toward the project potentially if there's parking minimums, theoretically speaking.
Correct.
Okay. That's helpful. Councilor Anderson.
519, item 10. We saw some media recently. About the YWCA also rebuilding, refurbishing some housing. And if I recall from the media, it was there that it was the city of Duluth had committed $50,000 to that project. Am I getting that right? And when will we see a resolution around that?
President Forsman, Councilor Anderson, I also have, I'm familiar with that exact detail, and I will need to check with staff on what the timing of that is. I'm familiar with what you've talked about. I have it in my head that may have actually been on our last agenda. And so we'll just need to double check all of that and circle back with you to confirm what that function is that we're.
Thank you.
Councilor.
President Forsman, just really quickly about the ramps. If those ramps are given to, or like potentially looking to see if they could be some sort of development with housing, would that be taking away existing parking spots for the daytime for businesses down there, or how would that work essentially?
President Forsman, Councilor Owl, that is very dependent on what a proposal would be and what a development proposal would be. I believe part of the idea is that during the day, those ramps are used by people who come to work in the area, and then in the evening they are less used. And the theory, as I have understood it, is that many people, not everyone works out of their home at this point. More people work from home than used to, but the idea would be that if people live adjacent to those ramps, that they would then utilize them in the evening for parking when they came home from work at the same time that people use them during the day are leaving. And so we're trying to better understand the interest in the market there and understand what the impact would be of some possible development.
Thank you for that clarification.
Councilor Hobbs.
Thank you, President Forsman. Mr. Shuckman, does this take into account if we were to either decrease the ratio for parking minimums or move those at all? I know that that's something that I'm interested in. I don't know how that impacts this or if it doesn't.
President Forsman, Councilor Hobbs, it would be very dependent on a potential development that was being proposed. But should we take that step to decrease parking requirements, it certainly would allow, I imagine, for greater density of a potential development. But we are not yet at the phase of considering a development proposal. And so that is a future question, but I think one that is worth exploring in further discussion.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, councilors. I'll move on to Councilor Mayo and Public Works and Utilities.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 515 is awarding a contract to Northland Constructors of Duluth Incorporated for the Twin Ponds Bridge and Wall Repair Project in the amount of $451,800.
Thank you, Councilor Mayo. Seeing no councilors, we'll go to, did you have a question? Go ahead, Councilor Anderson.
Thank you, President Forsman. I'm just curious, was this a project that we had planned and anticipated, or did it just something happen that just brought it up?
President Forsman, Councilor Anderson, my understanding is that it was planned. It is not an imminent collapse situation or something that is in dire need, and that it is just part of our planned work on that project, on that bridge. Excuse me.
Thank you.
We will stick with you, Councilor Anderson, under public safety.
All right, thank you. Resolution 516, authorizing acceptance of an agreement with the state of Minnesota to continue the hazardous materials response team from state fiscal year 2022 through 2027 in an amount not to exceed $1,425,000, and further authorizing execution of a joint powers agreement with the state of Minnesota. And Resolution 524, authorizing execution of a joint powers agreement with the state of Minnesota for the Duluth Police Department to participate in the Minnesota Financial Crimes Task Force and to accept reimbursement monies.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson. Okay, Councillor Tamanic with Recreation, Libraries, and Authorities.
Thank you, President Forsman. Resolution 521, a resolution authorizing acceptance of a grant from the United States Department of Homeland Security for a hazard weight mitigation grant of $857,938 for restoration of sections of the Lake Walk. Resolution 522, a resolution to accept $12,000 contribution from the Duluth Area Pickleball Association to support work completed on the dedicated pickleball courts at the Wheeler Athletic Complex. Resolution 527, a resolution approving the Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve Mini Master Plan. Resolution 537, a resolution authorizing the purchase of playground equipment for Lincoln Park from Landscape Structures, Inc., Flagship Recreation, LLC, in the amount of $205,223.48.
Thank you, Councillor Tamanic. Councillor Mayo.
Thank you, President Forsman. Curious with Resolution 521, where those restoration sections are along the Lake Walk, and then the scope of that, what that hazardous material is.
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, I believe Director Philby Williams is here and almost certainly can speak to that with more authority than I can.
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, the two segments to be repaired are very short. They're just northeast of the newly repaired Fitker section, and there will remain quite a lot of work to be done on segments of the Lake Walk to the northeast.
And just as a follow-up, that it describes it as hazardous mitigation. Is there anything dangerous down there, or is it just restoring that area of the lake walk then?
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, the hazard is simply the vulnerability for that segment of the lake walk to incur the kinds of storm damage that we have incurred in the past. And so this is the hazard to be avoided is those future costs.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mayo. Councillor Tomanek.
I have a question regarding Resolution 537 and where that money is coming from, that $200,000, whether it's coming from the Lincoln Park Restoration Funds or if it's coming from the ARPA money that was dedicated to parks.
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, my understanding is that that is coming from the National Park Service, but I'll look to Director Philby Williams to...
President Forsman, Councillor Tomanek, some of the funds are coming from a National Park Service grant. Other portions are coming from the City of Duluth Parks Fund, as well as contributions from local private foundations and corporations.
Thank you, Councillor Tomanek. Councillor Hobbs.
Thank you, President Forsman. I've got a question on Resolution 537 for the poured playscape or poured in place design. We had that issue, I think, on Canal Park or Bayfront, where the material was deemed to be a health hazard to children. Do we know if this is fine for the kids, or are we going to be pulling this up in 6 years, or do we just not know?
President Forsman, Councillor Hobbs, this poured in place rubber fall zone material is not hazardous to human beings in the way that at all or in the way that the former material was.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Councillor Mayo.
Just a really quick clarifying question on 527. Are we going to be receiving a presentation on that master plan, or since it's a mini master plan, does it not warrant a presentation?
President Forsman, Councillor Mayo, it was presented at the Parks Commission. And so it was approved there unanimously, and then it is coming through in this form. If you're interested in additional information, we'd be happy to chat with you about that. If that's something that the council is interested in having a presentation, we could certainly have a discussion about that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mayo. All right. Ordinance is tabled under Councillor Randorf.
Thank you, President Forsman. Item 20, Ordinance 22 is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify 1.1 acres from residential traditional R1 to residential urban R2 and to reclassify 0.7 acres from R2 to R1, several areas near the southwest corner of Palm Street and Blackman Avenue.
Thank you, Councillor Randorf. I saw an email from Mr. Fulton earlier today on this one. Information. Okay, not seeing any questions on that. I will move us to Councillor Hobbs for ordinances to be read for the second time.
Ordinance 23, amending sections 813, 817, 818, 820, 831, 841, and 844 of the Duluth City Code regarding sale of alcoholic beverages.
Thank you, Councillor Hobbs. Councillor Randorf, you're last up here on planning and economic development ordinances to be read for the second time.
Thank you, President Forsman. Ordinance 24 is an ordinance authorizing the conveyance of real property in the Fairmont neighborhood to the Duluth Economic Development Authority for a nominal consideration.
Thank you, Councillor Randorf. Seeing no hands up, any questions, comments, or preview of upcoming business before we adjourn tonight? Seeing none. Enjoy the very warm weather, and I'll see you all on Monday. Thank you.
There's a committee.
Good clarifying question, Councillor L. There is a committee of the whole on Monday and the time change. So good to clarify if you checked the schedule earlier this week that we're going to start at 6 p.m., I believe, on Monday. Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
President Forsman, and I'll look to Clerk Johnson to confirm, but we also have an appeal of a license revocation that will be at 5:30.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're doing dinner then, right? Is that the plan?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So why don't you catch you in before we go? See, look what you unlocked with that question. So very good. All right. So we'll start at 5:30 on Monday and Ian will take care of us on that, and I'll see you all then. Thank you. Okay. Good save. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
I had to catch you on something.
I'm pretty easy to catch.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Jim's like, I don't need you.
Stop bothering me.
Are you so obsessed?
How are you? Well, thank you. Well, this is perfect timing. Excellent. Okay.